sports, politics, life. Advanced Medical Imaging presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at medimageks.com.
I've come to a conclusion that people in sports are actually more accountable for what they say and what they do than people in politics or positions of real power or leadership in this country. And I've only first realized this and come to this conclusion after Colorado has decided to take Donald Trump off the ballot because four liberal Supreme Court justices in Colorado have decided politics is more important than actually doing their job, that people in the media or law or your doctor or any other profession, an EMT that comes and helps you in your time of need, is sworn to some sort of code of conduct or ethics or a policy within their profession. We almost all have it. We have things that we have to do. Sometimes people come to your house. If the cable guy comes and he puts little cones outside his truck on the street where he parks because that's part of the job and he has to do it. Part of the job of being a Colorado Supreme Court justice is to not be the law. It's to judge on the law cases that are decided, whether they are legal or not. There is no case in Colorado. This was brought before them. There's no conviction. There's no charge of insurrection against Donald Trump. This was something that was brought to the Supreme Court in Colorado, argued that Trump is an insurrectionist and he should not be on the ballot. And the justices go and they deliberate over it, and they come back and four of them say, you're right, we don't think he should be on the ballot. Well, no. Convict him of insurrection. Convict him of a crime, and then the Supreme Court should be sitting there to appeal. It should just really be the highest appellate court there is. There was no crime. There was no crime committed. There is nothing. It's just, what's your opinion? Do you think Donald Trump is an insurrectionist, and should he be on the ballot? And four judges come back and do this. So here's where we are. We have heard the last few years the talking point of the Democrats that we've just all sort of ignored, where they say this is the end of democracy as we know it. Donald Trump is the end of democracy. He's the end of democracy as we know it. Well, we should have known when they started saying it a few years ago that they were up to ending democracy. And their plan is gaining legs here. And it looks like only the Supreme Court can stop it. Because now California says, their Lieutenant Governor, somebody stepped up and said, okay, we're going to do this now, and we will use Colorado as our precedent. So now the California Supreme Court gets to hear it. We want Trump off the ballot in California, which is symbolic only because he's not winning California. We want him off the ballot in California, and we'll use Colorado as the precedent. So now this is going to happen, and some 16 states in total now will revive their cases where they've basically tossed their hands up and said, this is unconstitutional. We can't do this. This doesn't pass any legal test, let alone the stench, the smell of being legal. It doesn't even come close to that. But now they're all jumping on board saying, we'll use Colorado as precedent. And as we go in front of our Supreme Court in our state, we'll argue a precedent here, Colorado, and see if we can kick Trump off the ballot in our state. It's happening in liberal states where they don't care. They don't care. Now Texas is threatening to kick Joe Biden off the ballot. They're saying that what he has done is unconstitutional, that he has broken his oath, that he's basically a traitor by not following the law, our border laws, and implementing our border laws in the state of Texas and allowing all these people in. They're saying he has broken actual laws and is not following the law. And so they're saying, well, they're going to do that. We'll use Colorado and we'll kick Biden off the ballot in Texas. What the hell are we doing here? Folks, I don't like the Democrats any more than you do, but let's let the voters decide. Let's put the candidates on the ballot and let them decide. And I think there are all kinds of conservatives and people in the middle who would say, this is what we want our country to be. We want to vote for this. If you took everything Joe Biden has done to Donald Trump in his tenure as president in the Biden administration, which is Obama and everybody else, and now the courts and the Department of Justice and the FBI, if you rattle off the list of everything they did and you replace Joe Biden with the name Vladimir Putin, you'd go, oh, sure. Or if you replace them with Fidel Castro or Adolf Hitler or Mussolini or any of these other people, and you said, they're trying to convict them. They'll first impeach them, kick them out, overthrow them, convict them, arrest them, raid their residence, file suits, kick them off the ballot, try to put them in jail, arrest all their supporters for mostly peacefully protesting, honestly, arresting them and convicting them, using it to weaponize against a group of people in your country. You're attacking one particular group of people, and now you're kicking that person off the ballot. This is what they're doing. This is what Zelensky's done in Ukraine. This is exactly what Zelensky has done in Ukraine. This is the one world order. This is all the socialist leaders wanting to do the same thing. Now, you can sit here and say, Putin does that. He's strong-armed Russia. He's killed his enemies. He has taken over complete and sole control of Mother Russia. And you don't like that. But when we see it from somebody who is supposedly good, like a Democrat, oh, you're good people. Oh my God, is this just an unbelievable time in the United States. If this goes through, and I'm not sure it's not already true, we may have lost our country already. They may have already done enough to do their takeover. It's possible. And I hate to say that because most people in my position or pundits or people talking about this sort of thing that are conservative are saying, nope, we're coming back in November, we're coming back. I'm still of the belief that there is something they're going to do over the next year that we can't even fathom what it's going to be. And they're going to pull this off again. And then that'll be it. It'll be so weaponized against everyone that thinks the way we do. We'll just be a minority running around in our own country with no rights. They'll lock us down anytime they want. Every winter, they'll make us wear masks. They'll mandate us to get shots in order to keep our jobs. They'll do all of these things. They'll tell us where we can go, what we can do, how we can live. They want that. They want complete control. This is what they want. They want to end the democracy. They should be championing Trump. If they thought Trump was the end of democracy, they would want him to win. The Democrats don't want democracy. They know their policies are not popular, and they know their policies don't work. What they do is their policies help them gain control over Americans, period. They have been controlling people in our inner cities, most specifically African Americans, for decades. They have kept them where they are, and they have kept them down. And somehow, amazingly, they've kept them in their voting block. And that seems to be coming to an end. But if we don't have candidates on the ballot, there's nothing people can do. There can be no America First policy. There can be no Trump revolution. There can be no black vote no longer being 93%, something more like 63%. And Democrats lose. If he's not on the ballot, he can't win. I just don't think this should take very long in Colorado. If Donald Trump had been like legally, literally convicted, if he had walked with all those people on January 6th and was carrying like a gun himself, like the guy in Argentina that just got elected, he's going to cut government spending, he says. So everywhere he went on the campaign rally, he had a chainsaw, and he fired that thing up. He's like, if Trump was that dude, and he was walking around with like an Uzi or something, right? And he was at J6, and he went in with them, and they were all armed. I get it. He should be in jail. He should be in Leavenworth. Maybe get the death penalty and not be allowed to run, certainly. I get it. Do you realize they took a video down of Trump that was up for 4 minutes? On Twitter, after he got back to the White House and the thing had started, he went on and he spoke eloquently for a couple of minutes. Get out of there. Stop. This needs to be done peacefully. They rigged it. Do not do any harm. Stop, stop, stop. He immediately went back to the White House and put that up. And what did Twitter do? They took it down. They didn't allow anybody at the Capitol to see the video. It was only up for 3 or 4 minutes and they pulled it on Trump because they didn't want them to see it. It's like forever lost. It's the easy, you know the case. I'm not going to relitigate the case of January 6th. The whole thing is a joke. They got what they wanted. They orchestrated. They had FBI agents in there. They opened the doors for them. They wanted them to come in, and this was a big game plan. They were praying for this. They got everything that they wanted. And now Colorado has kicked Trump off the ballot. And things like, you know, the Lincoln Project are out there celebrating. They've already put the the picture of Biden up with the check mark that says Biden wins Colorado on their Twitter page, on their X page. This 14th Amendment thing was used once in the early 1900s, I think, against a man running for Congress or Senate who had been convicted in a trial of serious crimes. And they said, no, you can't be on the ballot. Okay, I get it. That's not what this is. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln was left off 10 states in the South, all Democrat-run states. The Democrats kept Abe freaking Lincoln off the ballot in 1860. 10 states kept Abe Lincoln off the ballot. There is precedent. I was wrong yesterday. I told Jessica, we've never seen anything like this. Oh, yeah, we did. The racist Democrats in the South kept Abe Lincoln off the ballot. The Democrats kept Abe Lincoln off the ballot. That is indeed what happened in this country. This is what any dictator would do. And I would ask you this. Has any dictator, any democracy, anybody in history ever done this and been remembered well? Think about it, because the comps are all negative. Castro, Putin, Hitler. Has anybody ever done what the Democrats are doing in the United States today and been remembered well over time in history? The answer is no. But many have kept power for a long, 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 long time by doing this. Many have. And it's no joke. Even Bill Barr, the former attorney general, who's a Trump hater, by the way. Yeah, he was Trump's AG, but he hates him. He says this is chaos. There is no law. No law that's been broken here. He wrote a piece for The Atlantic, which is a liberal media outlet, saying, yeah, you know, because Bill Barr's gone all liberal on us. And so he's writing for liberal rags, doing what he does. But he said, well, you're wrong on this one. Colorado can't do this. The Supreme Court's going to shut this down. Everybody's saying that. Do you believe it? And here's the question. There is so much that's been thrown at John Roberts' Supreme Court now against Trump. So many different cases are there. Do you really? Because you know what Roberts is as Chief Justice. You know what he is. He's always trying to find a way to make it look like he's not too conservative. Always. Like Obamacare. He's always trying to find a little wiggle room where he can say, okay, I'm going to be remembered over history. Because everybody in Washington, D.C. is about I. It's never about the country anymore. It's me, me, me. Roberts wants to be remembered as somebody who was fair and even-handed. So he's got several Trump cases. You think he's going to rule for Trump on all of them? That's what keeps me awake at night. Is the Supreme Court that Roberts himself could swing. Could. Doesn't mean he will. Could. And say, well, I'm even-handed and I'm fair. And look how honest I am. And that's how I want to be remembered. And maybe he doesn't even like Trump. And maybe there's some of that at the Supreme Court. Wouldn't you like to think that when you're watching something or reading something in journalism, that they're being honest and fair? Wouldn't you like to know when you go to your doctor that he's being honest and fair and not working on behalf of pharmaceutical companies? Wouldn't you like to know anybody that you deal with professionally is looking at things objectively and honestly? And one of the last real pinnacles of this, we thought, was judges sitting on a bench can look at two sides of a case and be fair. Well, we saw a lot of fairness around the country because they've tried this in a whole bunch of other states. And it got to a point in those other states where the judges were like, God, I hate Trump, but I can't do this. That's not right. And I'm not applauding the judges, the liberal judges that did that. And I'm not applauding the states that did that. They just did the right thing. What's disgusting is these four justices in Colorado, how they can sleep at night for their hatred for Trump to just do this arbitrarily with no conviction. By the way, not even any charge. There's been no charge of insurrection against Donald Trump. This Jack Smith case that he's doing, he's charging him with election interference. There's no insurrection. Cheney and all these crazoids in Congress tried all that with their little hearing. The insurrectionist, whatever that thing was, acquitted. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke, and everybody knows it. The voters know it. The Colorado Supreme Court doesn't care. So is this where we're headed? 50 states? And we're all just going to, whoever's in charge is going to put on the ballot whoever they want? democracy dies. It's over. Democracy will be dead. That is the end of democracy. And I think it's what the Democrats want. Honest to God, I think it's what they want. I think they want democracy to just absolutely be over. It's a sad day in America. 2 days in a row, I saw my buddy Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens, man. He's got some, I met a sheetrocker yesterday. Really interesting guy, Carlos. Really interesting guy. Lives here in Kansas City and has family here, kids, and still has family in Mexico near like a resort area. He's like, yeah, we're on the Pacific side down by the beach. It's really, really great. And it's like, he said, I'm going home for Christmas. He's very excited. What a great, great thing to do. Go home to the beach for Christmas. Not bad. Really great guy. Tim tells me, and I could sense by the man's intelligence and personality, and he's probably in his 50s. He's been doing the sheetrocking thing a long time. Like he's the sheetrock crew leader for Cross Kitchens KC. When they go and do sheetrock, whatever, he's in charge. And you can tell he's just one of those personalities that's a leader and really good at his craft, at his skill, and he's been doing it for years and had just tremendous confidence and personality. That's awesome, man. I love people that are skilled like that. And Tim Cross's company is loaded with guys like that. And ladies, Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler. Many of you have called and had a consultation with Tim, who's a really interesting guy himself. Congratulations, Tim and Brittany. You're expecting a baby next year. That will be their second. They're so excited for that. Pretty cool stuff. If you're considering remodeling in 2024, give my buddy Tim a call. 816-898-7047. It is crosskitchenskc.com. I saw Gary Joslin yesterday. We've been making the rounds with our clients. Some we're seeing, some we're not. We're going to see him after the first of the year, but we're trying real hard to see him all. I saw Gary Joslin. I had a great chat with him yesterday. He says his buddy, Bob Hamilton, who ran for Senate and was longtime Hamilton Plumbing. He sold his company. He said that Bob listens to the podcast every day. And every time I see Gary, he's like, everybody comes in here and says, they listen to your podcast. Can you show me how to do that? I said, Gary, I showed you last time I was here. Jaws, I showed you last time. Bob Hamilton, will you please show Gary how to pull up Apple Podcasts on his iPhone and listen to the podcast? He says y'all are just flooding into the store for holidays this year, and he cannot thank you enough. He said, Kevin, it's been going on for decades since you were in radio. Your customers are the best customers we have. He's been saying it for a long time. You come in, you know what you want, you get it, you have a smile on your face, you're fun, you're happy. It's such a great, great, great compliment to the audience of this podcast. Thank you, Gary, for noticing that. Dave and Cameron are there every day. If you want to see Gary Joslin, he's in on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So Saturday's the last day before the holidays to see Gary. But ask for Dave or Cameron when you're in there at Joslin's Jewelry. They are awesome guys, 95th and Antioch. Chris and Leah and Scott and Greg and all the guys out at bstock.net, they do such a great job with all of you. They're going in and getting tablets and laptops and TVs for Christmas. They've got all their great deals, too many to mention here, through Saturday at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road, including a 70-inch Samsung TU7000 TV for just $399. That's crazy. That's just crazy. They've got some scratch and dent TVs that are about a year old, and they're even 25% off the already big discounts. So if you're wanting to send them off, give them to your kid for their first apartment or a dorm room or college or something like that, 14680 South Flaming Road. Tablets, tablets, tablets. They got all kinds of small electronics as well and accessories at bstock.net. Here's one under the category of no joke. You have laughed. Yeah, I know you have laughed at my takes on Taylor Swift and how political she is and what this could mean for the election in November. But no joke, Laura Kelly, our crazy, loony liberal governor in Kansas, amazingly somehow is our governor, and she is a loon. She's all wrapped up in the Chiefs and the, can we move them to Kansas? And we got millions of dollars for them. We're setting aside money, and she loves going to the games and sitting in the suite and being courted by the Hunt family and hanging out with billionaires, because what politician doesn't love that? God, I would be the best anti-politician you ever saw. The last place you would find me if I were the governor of Kansas is in the Hunt suite. I can promise you. I might be in the Chevy suite hanging out with some car dudes. You know, the last place you're going to see me is with Mayor Q, the sports commission, the owner of the team, no chance. I might do, if they invited me, a 5-minute handshake before the game. There is no way I'd be hanging out in that stuffy-ass suite. Awful. Dreadful. Laura Kelly thrives in it. She's like a cockroach. She gets in there and just thrives on any little adverse condition. Perfect. We got all these different people and all this toxic stuff going on in here. We got an owner that's a conservative. We got Taylor Swift over here that wants to run against every conservative. We got a liberal governor over here. We got a conservative governor. Oh, my God. Oh, no thanks. Got to watch everything you say and where you step and what you do. Oh, and am I holding my tea properly? I'm out. But Laura Kelly apparently loves it. And now her staff has told her, since she's going to Chiefs games and Swifties are handing her friendship bracelets. I guess that's a thing. The friendship bracelet's a thing. She's had some girls give her friendship bracelets when they see Governor Kelly at Chiefs games. Her staff has said, all right, this is getting serious now. This Taylor Swift thing is serious. They have made a playlist for the governor of Kansas, her staff, her Uber. Now, think about what staffers are. Who are the most intense liberal people in the state of Kansas? Well, that would be the staffers of the governor, right? Would we all agree with that? There is nobody farther left and wackier and more into politics and taking over power, because they don't really do anything. Democrats don't really do anything except work to win, to gain power. That's what they're really good at. They're good at one thing. They're good at winning elections. They're really good at it. I shouldn't say it that way. They're good at getting elected. Whether they actually won or not doesn't really matter. No joke, the staff has made a playlist of important Taylor Swift songs for the governor, so she knows them, so when she sees Taylor and then maybe a conversation comes up, she's going to be well-versed on not just the music, but what the songs inspire. Oh, really? So Governor Kelly can go hang out with Taylor Swift now at a Chiefs game and talk to her about abortion laws in Kansas, which are some of the most wildly open. Like, Kansas has become a tourist destination for abortions. It's insane what's happening in Kansas. Y'all voters in Kansas are crazy. You've lost your minds. And now the governor is learning about Taylor Swift's anti-men song, anti-conservative song, pro-abortion songs. It's all right there. And you can laugh and laugh and laugh at me. What does the governor of Kansas want to do? She wants to be in the suite with Taylor Swift. And she wants to know her material and her songs. And how did you reach these young women? How did you get to these young women and convert them into being a liberal? I want to know. I need to know. For power in Kansas and takeover of the state of Kansas, we need to know. Her aides are doing this for her. This is not a made-up story, and they're out in the open about it. They're making it sound campy and fun, like, oh, we just want the governor to be hip and cool and learn the songs. That is not what this is about. If her granddaughter made a playlist for her, that would be campy and fun. When it's from her aides, the most far-left radical liberal people in the state of Kansas, trying to move her to the left every day because she can't run again, they're trying to move her farther and farther left every single day. When they do it for her, there's a reason. And it's not, oh, you should really learn some Taylor Swift songs. No. It's, she's one of us. She's important. Learn this material. This is part of your job. And let's move left. And let's move left with T-Swizzle. That's not a joke, folks. Here's your border update. We've talked a lot about the border. I get frustrated. You know, when the coverage comes on the news, I don't watch it anymore because I know what it says. They're pouring in, and there's nothing we can do about it until November, unless the states do it. There's nothing we can do. It's just going to happen. What we can do is win and deport millions of people. We can do that. That's going to be really hard. Got to win to do that. One of my brother-in-law's, his favorite show of all time is Gunsmoke. He's older than I am. My parents used to watch Gunsmoke. I remember seeing it a little bit as a kid, but it was the back end part. It was like the color episodes of Gunsmoke. But it's on one of these Western channels, and I've come across some episodes over the last couple of years. And for a while, maybe about 6 months, I watched some Gunsmoke episodes, and they're fun. They tie up in a neat little ball each week, and Matt Dillon's the marshal, and Miss Kitty, and Festus, and all the cool characters that are there. It's a good show, and it's a very simple show America's good, and there's evil that we have to deal with, and it gets dealt with swiftly. There's right and wrong, there's good and bad, and we'll deal with it. It's based in Dodge City, Kansas. Dodge City, Kansas would be an unknown place if it weren't for the show Gunsmoke. Dodge City, Kansas, a few years ago, I stayed the night there on our way home from Arizona. We were driving back, and we thought, hey, let's stop there, and let's get it. They got great steaks. Got all kinds of beef plants near there. Beef is huge near Dodge City. So let's go to one of the steakhouses in Dodge City, and let's get a steak. And it was phenomenal. It did not disappoint. We spent one night in Dodge City. I've been there before, but I spent one night in Dodge City. Nice town. They got a college there. The people are friendly. There's a really shiny, nice casino at the edge of town. It was 2021 we were there. It was the 2021 version of Dodge City from Gunsmoke. There's still an old historic area. The census report and the Washington Post have done a story about Dodge City, Kansas. And they just love bragging about this. They're like, oh, everybody in America has this. All old white people in America have this thought in their head, perception of what Dodge City is. And they're putting out there now, Dodge City, Kansas is now 65% Latino. But you know, I watched Gunsmoke and it was filled with Latinos and Native Americans. You can go back to the 60s and watch Gunsmoke episodes that are loaded, and some of them are the good guys. It was a fair show. Dodge City is 65% Latino, but what does the Washington Post want to write about? They want to lament the fact that nobody on the city council is Latino in Dodge City. This is the Washington Post finds this in Dodge City. Well, I've got a question of the 65% Latino. How many are eligible to run? Fair question. 65% Latino doesn't mean anywhere near 65% of them can run and be eligible for office. I don't have the answer. There's been generations of Hispanic or Latino population in Dodge City. I get that. There's great agriculture jobs there. There's the beef plants. There's manufacturing. There are people there doing very well. Latinos have found Dodge City to be a sweet spot to go, have your family, live your life, become an American citizen, become productive, and be your best self. But just because they're not in office doesn't mean that they want to run for office. It's two different things. But I think they just love the headline to let people know that Dodge City is 65% Latino in the middle of Kansas. Interesting observation there that the Washington Post unearthed. Let's talk some sports, brought to you by Roberts Robinson. Online at robertsrobinson.com. This is Chevy and GMC, home of the lifetime warranty. They will find or build any vehicle for you and ship it no matter where you live, period. 816-826-1563. Lifetime warranties included. It's free. Nobody else does that. robertsrobinson.com. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC. Mike Robinson wants me to extend to you a personal thanks for all of you that sent gifts for their toy drives for Meet the Need. Way to go. The Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan is celebrating Christmas. The Bluemont Hotel should be your featured business hotel in 2024. That's right. If you're thinking about a corporate retreat, a getaway, a place to have a meeting, or if you travel around the Midwest in sales and you want a great new place to stay, they've got all kinds of frequent guest benefits and things that if you stay there frequently, they would love to do for you. It is your business destination, or if you need to host a wedding party or a graduation party coming up this year in Manhattan, receptions, if you're working with the NBAF facility or the School of Business or the things going on in Manhattan, or group reservations, just contact them. Go to BluemontHotel.com. That's it, BluemontHotel.com. And don't forget, Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center and Restaurant attached, all part of the complex there at the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan. Chiefs Raiders on Monday, Christmas Day. I got an email from a listener who said his daughter's coming home to town for Christmas and all she wanted to do was go to the Chiefs game. And Tickets for Less, they got dialed up with Tickets for Less and saved $165 with the promo code KKHI. He said it was the best thing ever. We found exactly what we were looking for. The prices were already lower than anywhere else we looked. Then we plugged in the promo code and saved another $165. Good for you guys. Way to go. No fees ever. Highest rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's a local company that's also a nationwide company and service. They've gone from 4 employees to 90 in the last 15 years or so. ticketsforless.com. If you don't want to log on and you want to call for tickets, they have a local number just for KKHI listeners. 913-685-3322. Get this. A real person will pick up the phone. It's not going to be, you're going to get a real person pick up the phone and help you with your order. If you'd like to buy concert tickets, Chiefs tickets, Royals opening day, they're signing all these players. 913-685-3322, ticketsforless.com. Promo code KKHI, and the promo code works on the phone as well. Just mention on the phone. Oh boy, Tyreek Hill is in the news again. We talked about Tyreek Hill last week and the two paternity suits that he has going on. He just got married last month, folks. And two other women are suing him for the babies that they just had. And now a third child is born this week, and it's Tyreek Hill's. He's not disputing that any of these are his kids. He's just disputing how much he's got to pay. He loves posing for pictures with all these babies. And then he likes giving about $3,000 a month to the mom to take care of the kid. Yeah, it's probably not going to get it. There's a deeper seated problem here with Tyreek Hill, who after football wants to be a porn star and is running around seeding all these women and who are birthing all these babies. There is a report out that this is now 7 children that he has. You would expect that the children that he has with his wife, he's going to stick around and raise for a while anyway. I'm really torn by this, and I don't want to be the old man on the lawn, but there needs to be some sort of, how is this legal? There needs to be some sort of a higher punishment here for serial offenders on this. And I'm not talking about jail, I guess, but a percentage of your income seems reasonable to me. Don't get a woman pregnant. Seems reasonable. Like, this looks like a game to Tyreek Hill. He's going to run around with as many women as he can, as long as he can, and have as many kids as he can. He's going to wind up in the, some of these ball players we've seen through the years have wound up with 12, 13, 14 kids. They don't know them. They don't really support them. They send a little money their way. But then the athlete winds up broke when they're 50. And Tyreek Hill has all the markings of somebody who will have no money. He is exactly the case study of a guy that will be broke. He is. I'm not wishing that for him. I'm saying I've seen this before. Derek Thomas made all that money, fathered 7 kids, 6 moms. He died with $1.5 million net worth. They all scrambled for the money and there was none. They each got like $100,000+. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this just screams of this. Money is not life. Okay? You think you have money, you have fame, you're Tyreek Hill. When Tyreek Hill loses a step, he's still going to make money, but he's not going to be Tyreek Hill. And that day can't be that far away, honestly, because nobody runs into their 30s and is the fastest player in the NFL. So he's still the man, and he works very hard at his craft. But this just isn't right. Money isn't life. Just because you have this money doesn't mean you can just run around and impregnate women. And what the hell's wrong with our society that these women are getting with Tyreek Hill wanting to have the baby because that equates to money? Which is clearly going on here. And none of them seem to care. It is incredibly unfair for these kids. They have very little chance of being in great situations and being successful. This is the degradation of our society. This is what we become. The less religion we have, the less moral compass we have, the fewer standards and the less accountability we have, this is what our society is. And somehow, in today's day and age, on social media and TikTok and websites, it's glorified. It's glamorized. Well, look at Tyreek Hill. He's got tens of millions of dollars. He's got all these women. Yeah, he's got some kids over here, but he's going to be a porn star after football. My God, look at Tyreek Hill. I want to be Tyreek Hill, say all the young people. It's sickening, really. One other Dolphins note, there's a video out there apparently from Hard Knocks of their coach. Have you seen him addressing the team? Wow. You want to talk about a different time and place, the language he uses and the way he talks to his team? Whoa. Mike McDaniel, crazy. It's online if you want to go see it. I was thinking about putting it on here, but I can't. That's too much work to bleep all that stuff out. It's a 1.5-minute clip with probably 50 bad words. Really bad. computer simulation at CBSSports.com has the Chiefs blowing the number one seed on the final day of the season. The computer says the Ravens will lose two of their last three. Chiefs have the tiebreaker. And it says the computer says the Chiefs will lose to the Chargers on the last game of the year and lose the one seed and become the two. Jacksonville will be the three. Baltimore becomes the one by default. In the computer simulation, this is just simulation based on statistics. It's a computer ran all this. Says the Bills will win the East and the Dolphins will finish as the seven seed and travel to Kansas City for the first round playoff game. Tyreek Hill at Arrowhead after all. It's quite possible. I was saying this last week. I'm like, I think Buffalo's better than Miami. I do. I don't think the Ravens are that good. I think they're going to lose twice. But where I'm different is than this computer, I don't think the Chiefs are losing again. Computer has the Chiefs at 11-6. I got them at 12-5. I got the Chiefs at 12-5. I think 12-5 is going to get the Chiefs the one seed. I think the Ravens are going down twice. I think they're going down twice. And that would do it. We learned why Harrison Butker's missed field goal early in the game on Sunday. We're watching. We're out in Phoenix with Spencer and Courtney. We're watching. I'm like, what the hell was that? Is this a wind? I call up my phone app, my weather app, Foxborough, Massachusetts. It says the wind is blowing 6 miles an hour. Did you see that ball fly? And it just went up and it went whoop off to the right. And I'm like, whoa. Butker hadn't missed all year. He hadn't missed once. I'm like, that didn't look right. What's the deal? And some strangers by us, we were talking. They're like, the guy never misses. What was that? He goes, and one guy says, oh, Foxborough's really tricky. They have swirling winds. I said, dude, I just looked at my phone. It's blowing 6 miles an hour in Foxborough. It's a perfect day for football. It's just 50 degrees, going to maybe a little light rain, but not raining now. No wind. Then Chad Ryland misses of the Patriots, and it went hard left. It went in the air and went, it looked funny. The K-balls were underinflated. Deflategate 2 in Foxborough. Both teams complained about it, the Patriots mostly. At halftime, the officials took all the K-balls back into the locker room. They put the PSI test on them, the gauge. They were 2.5 pounds underinflated. Both kickers knew this. Butker kicked off to start the game to the 4-yard line. And the Patriots are like, uh-oh, check the K-balls. Butker doesn't kick it to the 4-yard line. It wasn't going anywhere. And when it did, because it was out of air, it was off. When you first hit it, it then is like out of shape and it flies funny. The aerodynamics on it. You could see it. It was flying squirrely. These are not the balls the quarterbacks were throwing. These are the kicking balls. They take them in at halftime. They put 2.5 more pounds of air in them and they were fine after that. How in the world does that happen? Now, they haven't decided exactly what happened, the chain of command. It's the official's responsibility to take brand new balls out of the box, 12 of them, get them ready for the game, put them in a bag, and to measure the air before they do it. And apparently nobody did that. And these things, while traveling or getting cold or whatever, brand new, had deflated over time. Or hell, maybe they've been sitting around for 6 months and deflated a little bit. And they just didn't do it. I mean, look, the Chiefs won the game or we'd really be complaining. People want Harrison Butker to go the entire year without missing a kick. I think there's an asterisk by this missed kick. I do. He'll probably miss another one, to be honest. He probably will. But if he doesn't, I think the league at least owes him an apology. If he could have had a perfect year, we'll see. There's 3 games to go. He's probably going to miss one. We'll see. But that is an absolute shame that something like that happened. Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator, says Justin Ross will be back this week, and he expects him to make an immediate impact. All right. Justin Ross instead of Sky Moore. Patrick Mahomes gifted golf carts to his offensive lineman. Willie Gay went for a ride in one of them and said, wait a second, what am I getting for Christmas? He was upset that he's not an offensive lineman. He said, you offensive linemen are living large. Online, where this was all shared to millions of people, social media around the country, these cool golf carts that Mahomes gave to his offensive line yesterday, Mahomes gets shredded. He's just getting shredded for giving this as a gift because everybody is saying he copied Trevor Lawrence of the Jaguars. Whew. Social media is rough, man. It's rough. It's so rough, Brittany Mahomes hates it. The wife has commented, you rude-ass people need to go back where you came from. So she's back at it now. No doubt empowered by her friend Tay-Tay to go on and say whatever you want. You rude-ass people need to go back where you came from. The best response to this that I saw on Instagram was in quotes. Says Mrs. Mahomes says, quote, Taylor stopped returning my calls. The hunt girl outgifted me, and life is so unfair. Yes, that's right. That's how Brittany would react if Taylor stopped calling her. Gracie Hunt outgifted Brittany for sure for Christmas. And life is so unfair. Another one posted 27 going on 12. It's not over. She can barely contain herself from complaining about how bad she has it. My God. The easiest thing I told my buddy this week, because we've seen politicians responding to stuff that they see on social media. I'm like, the easiest part of my career, the easiest thing I've ever done is to never read the replies. Never. But I make more enemies doing that because I don't respond to them. I don't know how, I don't really send direct messages. You can say, I don't know if you send me one. I won't see it. I'm not reading what is sent to me. I give my email out on this podcast if you want to contact me. I'm more than happy to speak with you that way. More than happy, because at least I know who you are. You put your name on it. There you are. This social media stuff, no chance. I post, I repost, I do things like that. I don't care what you think of me. It's so easy to not watch. But Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, they can't do it. The generation can't do it. They're fixated on what everybody thinks of them. I'm sorry, I couldn't care less. Saw this little meme. Arch Manning, the freshman quarterback at Texas, made $3.2 million in his first year and never played. That's number four in college football. Number four. Fourth highest paid college player, Arch Manning, made $3.2 million. Brock Purdy of the San Francisco 49ers last week is Mr. Irrelevant from the draft, threw four touchdown passes and makes $870,000 this year. Arch Manning makes 3.5 times as much money as Brock Purdy. That's what you want college football to be? Get paid for something you're not? This is America now. This is it. We're just going to pay you for a name or your recruiting stature or whatever. We don't know if you play or not. We don't know if you're a pro or not. Doesn't matter. Brock Purdy paid his dues, got beat around at Iowa State, goes through the chipping mill out in San Francisco. They get rid of a couple of high-profile quarterbacks. He gets the starting job, takes over, and it's money, and he's going to get rich. Brock Purdy's going to make a pile, and he may be the head of the Super Bowl parade this year. And I'm not feeling bad for Brock Purdy, but that's the way you do it, not the way Arch Manning's doing it. It's not Arch Manning's fault. I do it the same way. It's college football's fault. They got it all backwards. This thing's all screwed up. Speaking of social media influencers making money, a gymnast at LSU named Olivia Dunn, that she goes by Livy Dunn. She's conservative. She goes to NASCAR races, takes pictures. She's in a bikini. She does all these things, gymnast poses, whatever, all this stuff. She's got all these followers. She goes on TikTok, and she makes millions of dollars as an influencer while she is a college athlete. Nothing wrong with any of that. She's complaining this week that she's been shadow banned by TikTok. Now, the inference here is I'm conservative, so they probably are trying to limit my content. She's complaining that only 700,000 people saw her latest video when normally well over 1 million of people see it. So she's like, what's going on here? My numbers are down. Well, there's two things. The video was her with her boyfriend, who's a Major League Baseball pitcher for the Pirates. I'm going to guess most of the dudes that have made Livy Dunn what she is, now that she's showing her boyfriend and everything else, don't like that. They liked her better when she was just on the beach in a bikini. And they didn't know much about her life and didn't want to know she had a boyfriend. And they recognized that in their lives, they're not going to be a major league pitcher or a social media influencer. And now the appeal is gone. She had this girl next door quality about her. Oh, this is a college girl, an honest, simple little college girl trying to make a few bucks. And dudes loved it. And now she's running off with a major league baseball pitcher and it's not the same. That could be one. Number two could be, Livy, this just in, okay? Everybody gets 15 minutes of fame. Maybe they've just moved on. Maybe it's not all about Livy Dunn anymore. I don't know. It could be shadow banning. I'm going to leave that as a possibility. Maybe they'll find that out. Our final today is brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control. We visited their facility yesterday in Eudora, DeSoto area. They are just awesome folks. And they said many of you call up and just say, hey, Kevin says switch everything we're doing here. Just switch the... Switch from my company to your company. We'll do the quarterly service. You'll see no critters. You won't. Advantage will take care of all of that. They also do lawn service. If you want to switch your lawn service, one company does it all. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Make the call. You've got a few days off coming up. 913-768-8989 or log on to AdvantageTPC.com. North Kansas City Dental. It's time to make your appointment at North Kansas City Dental. They've got a team of dentists there under Dr. Bill Bush. I spoke with him on the phone yesterday. He got his gift and called me with a question on how to use it. I'll tell that story later next week because I don't think all the clients have their gifts yet. Well, I know they don't. So I still have a couple more to deliver. So they don't all have their gifts. I can't give away yet what I got our sponsors for a gift this year. But Dr. Bush called and said, How do I do that? What? Huh? It was a fantastic conversation. He's such a good dude. You're going to love Dr. Bush and his team at North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. They also have an office in Kansas. And the Finch Knife Company. You got days left here to get to Shields in Overland Park. I highly recommend it. I've mentioned this before. There's a Reagan statue outside of Shields. They are not a sponsor, but I love what they do. I love what they stand for. They're a great place to shop this holiday season. Go to Shields. Go upstairs where the guns and the knives are, sporting goods, and look in the case at Finch Pocket Knives. They're right there at Shields. Or you can still order at finchknifeco.com and get overnight shipping, or you can go pick them up, I'm sure. You have time to go pick them up in Stanley if you want to go out there. About 159th and 69 highways where their shop is. If you want to go out there, you can probably pick one up from them. They'd probably accommodate that for you. FinchKnifeCo.com. Keep life from getting dull. Our final. Do you remember the Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared in 2014? To this day, they're not really sure what happened. They don't know. They don't know what happened. And it seems like they don't want us to know. Because this seems like an impossible thing. We have artificial intelligence these days, but we don't know what happened to a 747 over the ocean. That doesn't pass the smell test with me. An Australian fisherman who's now retired named Kit Ulver is part of a documentary that's been produced on Malaysia Airlines and what happened to it. He says 9 years ago, 9.5 years ago, after this crash, he and his team were out fishing, and this is a massive fishing boat. With a huge net, and they catch all kinds of stuff. It's a $20,000 net, for crying out loud. He's out there fishing, and they snag a wing of an airplane, a big wing. And you could say, well, he may have mistaken it. He may not know. Kit Ulver is also a pilot. He flew small planes, a Cessna pilot. He said, I knew this was a big, massive commercial airliner wing. It was not a Cessna wing. They tried to get their net unsnagged. They got the wing. They were in an area where the water was shallow enough that they could see the wing. They could not unsnag the wing. They had to cut it loose, a $20,000 net, and they left the wing. They went back and they told authorities, and the authorities said, you didn't see anything at all. What you saw was obviously something from a shipping container or something like that. You didn't see any kind of an airplane wing. Now, 9 years later, in a documentary, he's telling his story. They didn't believe him then. He's saying it now. His crew agrees with him. They substantiate the whole thing. They verify it completely. And he says he knows exactly where that wing is. Nobody seems to care. What the hell happened to that flight? That's a crazy one, man. That was a crazy one. Our final. Hey, thanks for hitting the like, follow, and subscribe button. We appreciate that. Around the holidays, when you're with family and friends, mention the podcast if you think they might be like-minded and they may enjoy the things that we do here. We'd always appreciate having new listeners. And from the bottom of our hearts, as always, we thank you for supporting our sponsors. You do such a great job with that. As we've been visiting with our sponsors over the last couple of weeks, whether it's speaking with them on the phone or visiting them in person, they all say the same things. I'm telling you, they all say the same things. Our best customers are from KKHI. You are friendly. You're nice. You know what you want. You're easy to deal with. You're accommodating. I think that's just such a compliment to conservative Americans. I really, truly feel like it's not nice to brag, okay? I feel like we're the best people in this country. I just feel that way. I know you feel that way. You're not supposed to say it out loud, so consider this a private conversation. I think we're the best people in America, and the haters can kind of kiss our ass, and that's fine. We know what's right. We know what's good for the country, and even when things are bad for the country like they are now, we know how to live our lives in a peaceful, meaningful way. A rich way, and I'm not talking about money, a way that values family and faith and friendship and doing right by others and treating people with respect and making the world a better place than you see it when you wake up in the morning. Each and every one of us, I feel sure, does a very good job of that every day. And I'm most proud of that. when our sponsors say your people are the best, I take that for granted. I'm like, I want my response. What I want to say is I know. But what I really need to remember and say every single time, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that it's the simple things in this complicated world that are still the very best of things? And I thank you for that. If you don't listen to another podcast before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Back with you on Friday here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.